Good evening, tangerines. Welcome to another episode of Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of tan.
Gents. Jason, you sounded too sexy right there.
The problem...
Oh, just... I'm sorry, it's just... You got me... I'm off.
You're
something
off?
Weird. It's kind of like you're like... Yeah, this is like late nights.
Late night with the Sunday Morning Tangents.
Yeah, that it says Sunday Morning Tangents up there. It should be the Sunday Night Tangents. This is a Sunday night. My hairline right now, whatever I did with my hair, you saw what I was doing before we got on. I just shake my head and let it sit where it lies. Hairline's looking good.
It looks bouncy.
Well, it's just like the hairline though. I peel it back a little bit, you'll see the truth. I'm not hiding the truth. I don't mean to hide the truth, but it's just so happened to hide the truth. Ariana, what are you doing here? Ariana. I don't think I understand that reference. What up? Christian's in here. Saturday Night Tangents. Oh, shoot. It is Saturday night.
Yeah. This is where we go wild. That's what I'm talking about.
This is where we go wild, isn't it?
This is where we go. Jason, I kind of want to bring a bottle and just start taking, just sipping
don't,
on something.
Don't.
Don't, I'm doing it.
You would have
Hold
had
up.
To.
Hold up.
Danny's on his way to go get a bottle. Welcome, everybody, to the few who are here. Thank you, Diana. Thank you, Kristen, for joining us live. Is that like a Chinese food box? And water. Okay, I'm going to. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Thank you for tuning in. If you are here live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, thank you for joining us. If you are not here live, you are listening to the podcast, Sunday Morning Tangents, everywhere you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that bell to get notifications every time we go live, because we sometimes go live, not periodically, every now and then, but you'll get notified every time we do go live, so that's
sometimes,
always going to be a plus. Yeah. So, you know, if you don't like the spontaneity, we'll go with whatever I said. Suck it up, buttercup, Kendra. Hello, Kendra. Shout out. What'd you get there, Danny?
I got a Jack Daniel's original recipe, the Tennessee apple.
Just shout out to Jack Daniel's. Dang.
I don't know who's drinking this. No.
Well, there's two people who live in your home, so.
Yeah, but no, I have not been drinking.
Exactly. This. So if it's not you.
Maybe we used it for a cocktail. I think we used it for a cocktail.
Okay. You don't need to make excuses around me, Danny.
I need to get another cup because I do not want to use... Give me 10 seconds.
We're going to give 10 seconds while he's over there doing his thing. Today, I'll prep everybody. We are going to be ranking potatoes. I have a tier maker here with me. I'm looking at it. You're not seeing it yet, but you will in a little bit if you're watching on youtube.com/@SunnyMooneyTangents. There's a mixture of potatoes there.
I'm back, Jason.
Danny's back. He's back with the cup. He's got his Jim Beam. What was it? Jack Daniel's Tennessee apple. And he's going to take a shot right now.
No, I'm not taking a shot.
Would that include yams? I don't see yams on here, Christian. I do not see yams. I went through a couple of different ones. Some of them included yams, some of them did not. By the way, Danny, non sequitur. Kind of in the realm of this, whatever. I don't remember exactly where we ranked papayas when we did our foods.
Pretty high.
I don't think it was because papayas are trash.
It was pretty high. I remember being pretty high.
Highly doubt it. But we've been on a papaya salad craze, Diana specifically at Thai restaurants, Thai food. Papaya salad, really good.
Yeah, it's just really good.
Papaya salad, that type of papaya. That papaya that we on that smells like.
How do I tell you when they were coming in?
Denise is back there.
Can you post it? We just started right now.
She's coming in with her
you
food.
You grab me soup? You grab me Toscana?
She's coming in to give Danny some food. What is this? What
do you have? She gave me, my sister made, what is it? Sopa Toscana. She made sopa
what's
Toscana.
What's that? What's sopa Toscana? Like Tuscan soup?
It's like, it Tuscan soup, yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize. From
Italy. But she just had a, what's it, what is it? She had a, what's it called? A tea party for her daughter.
Oh, that's lovely.
It's a birthday. Yeah, she had a tea party with girls only, so. Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I would have been a little insulted if I was there and I wasn't invited. I would have been a little insulted.
We would have dressed up. If I would have had to go to a tea party, I would dress up.
Like in a
monkey have some suit. Nice conversation. Dude, telling you, Jason, we need to do that. Oh, my God.
A tea party?
Oh, no. Well, yeah. Also, dress up really fancy with a little mustache. And just have some old school 1900s conversation.
So does that mean that we'd have to be, well, okay, I like where you're at here, Danny. We have to give ourselves a scenario, and we have to do this on the podcast now. We're going to set ourselves in, when do they have tea parties? You said 1900s, but I don't know if they're having many.
Well, no, not a tea party. It's just somewhere, you know, okay. You know, not fancy, but, you know.
This is what I'm thinking. We're going to put
like
ourselves.
Like a smoke shop.
We're going to put ourselves. Here's the scenario. Setting.
Okay, okay.
1929.
Okay. Dust Bowl. Dust Bowl. Oh, okay.
I don't remember. Okay. I think the Dust Bowl was going on in 1929. It is
okay.
August 25th, 1929. We have to be knowledgeable of everything that's been going on in that time frame, but no
depression,
but not after the August 29th, 2000.
So 19, before
whatever I said, everything before, we have to know that stuff, but we can't talk about the future. That is the setting. Okay. We're, you know what
okay.
I mean?
Okay. So, okay. Okay. Yeah.
But,
yeah. I got you.
Whatever we're drinking has to be what they would have been drinking. I don't know if they had clean water back then. You know what I mean?
You know, it's right here, buddy. It's right here.
Moonshine. No, not good enough. We have to drink moonshine.
Oh, there's moonshine here. I can find moonshine.
Okay. I heard it's trash.
It's all right.
Okay.
It's just really strong.
I'm really digging this idea. Then we go back to
the Bowtie.
We need to get costumes. We're going to go to 1878. And we're going to dress like Western times.
Oh,
you know what
I'm
I mean?
Down. Oh, no. Oh, Jason. Oh, Jason, I'm down. Just imagine we find this place like in a garden. Okay, just imagine we get together. We're in this beautiful gardens that they, you know, those drama movies that they have, like, you know, I don't know, those shows, the 1800s, 1700s. We're walking in the garden. We're just talking about the time, the daily routine that we do, and what President Jim, I don't know the president in the 1700s, and now I don't know. We're just walking, admiring the roses, the flowers. Sir, what would you like to talk today? And we were just like, somehow we were like talking in some type of English.
Sure.
I don't know why.
Sure.
Sure, okay. Walking, and then like, would you like to have a drink around 5 p.m.? And you said yes. And then we go and we change to our real dinner time outfits with a little bow tie, you know, the little black suit or something. And then we just sit down in the fire and some now couches, and we just sit down and sip on some nice drinks. It was just conversate. That's it.
Hey, Danny, I think we're on the verge of a very good podcast idea for like history podcasts. Because wouldn't that be? That's actually kind of cool idea. If we were just to teach history or talk about history, but we were dressed and we only talked about things that were going on in that era, as if we were living in that era. You know what I mean? I think it's a great idea. If there's a history podcast out there listening of our tens and tens of people who are listening to this podcast, credit where credit's due, okay? So give that to us. When you actually
have you heard about this new concept of the industrialization?
Exactly. I think it's going to do wonders.
Yeah.
I think it's going to do wonders. I can't possibly imagine how it'll be bad for us. It's only going to make be progress and for the far Jason, future. It's only positive.
You are a trained and graduate journalist. You all you need is me finding you a webpage of history from history.com and I just sent to you just to verify. And you know,
it seems like it takes a lot of work. Never mind. Diana says there's a famous speakeasy in downtown Fullerton that you would love. It's filled with art decoration.
There you go.
And you have to dress up for it. Speakeasies really became a thing. Oh, salute. I got some water here.
It's just to be honest, it's not even that much.
All right.
By the way, I'm awake. I'm not just drunk. I'm awake.
I didn't think you were drunk. I would have been too fast. No.
It would be. To be honest, now I have really low tolerance on alcohol. So who knows?
Take a shower right now.
No.
Shoot the rest of that. Shoot the rest of that down your throat. Yeah. He's doing it. He said no, and then he said salute. Here we go. You're wild.
That was a lot of me, man.
Yes, sir. All right,
let's do the potatoes because I'm excited.
Let's move on here. Bra-pow. Here we go. I think it looks okay for everybody on here. As we can see on this page, let me make sure everything's working. All right, Danny, I don't know if you're looking at it. Can you see it?
Let me look right now. Yes, sir. Yes, I can. Wow.
This has some good ones in here, Danny.
This has some good ones. I like that it has the smiley fries.
know trash.
Jason, let's not spoil it, all right?
You know what confuses me about those? I feel like they'd be shitty chicken nuggets that are frozen. Then they're potatoes. It kind of trips me out a little bit.
I can see that.
All right, for those of you listening and not watching, we're gonna try to let you keep up with and keep pace with this. This is gonna be
This is a video. This is a video podcast. This is not an audio podcast. I'm sorry. I think you know.
It doesn't help us, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Yeah. First off, right off the bat. Oh, okay. By the way, this tier is a little different. It's usually S, A, B, C, F, right?
I haven't tried it. Okay.
This one is SABC. Haven't tried. And I don't see any on here so far. Now, off the quick glance that I haven't tried, so I'm pretty confident on this. I hope there's one that you haven't tried that I have that I could just have complete power over. First off,
okay.
We have potato wedges, and.
JoJo's in the hometowns?
No, not JoJo's. Nobody calls it that.
Call it JoJo's here.
Do you think... All right. One of the biggest complaints about our tiers and rankings has always been... Jason, Danny, you have zero criteria. There's zero standard. You guys are just... What are you doing? Like, you say this thing for that one, that thing for that one. What are you talking about? Are we just going to keep doing that? You want to just keep doing that? Or do you want to actually set a criteria?
Jason, I think on this, we know what we're talking about.
I 100% agree with you. So, potato wedges, Danny?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you go first.
Potato wedges, for my humble, I'm a humblest opinion.
Yes.
This is an A, sir. This is an A for me. This is an A for me.
This is an A
especially for me. When you get the crunchiness, when you get the really crunchy ones, with the little extra seasoning that are there. You don't even need to put a sauce on those.
I'm cool with an A. I'm cool with an A. Diana there says S tier. She says S tier.
The problem with the S tier, Diana, the problem there is sometimes you get the big, big, big ones, right?
I want some too.
And they can be a little too much.
Too much potato.
Yes.
It's a high five to each other. I 100% agree with you. When they're too big and it's just all potato, like, look, let's be honest here. You know what, Danny? Let's be honest right off the top. All right. When I eat a French fry, when I eat a steak fry, when I eat a potato wedge, if I wanted to eat a healthier potato. I just eat a fucking potato. I'm here to eat trash. So when I want a little bit extra crisp, I want some crunch, I want that fried trash to go in my stomach. You know what I mean? I fear potatoes in all forms are at least... Oh, wow. Diana says all potatoes are at least an A tier for her. You know what?
Yes, and... Oh, okay. We'll get there.
We'll cross that bridge.
Yeah, we'll cross that.
The confusing part here, Denny, is that we have three forms of hash browns. So we're going to try to keep up here. The first form of hash brown is a classic pan-fried homemade hash browns, which in my humble opinion, as you say, Denny, is the best type of hash brown from these three.
Wait, the second one? Are you talking about the hash brown. Oh, sorry. I forgot that you moved those in.
I didn't move anything.
Jason, this is what we do with Denise. We go to a breakfast. This is Elmer's. All right.
Love Elmer's.
We share an omelet with gravy on top. You don't have to have the gravy. We don't have the gravy all the time. I like the gravy. What kind of gravy is that? White gravy.
Okay, that's what I figured. That's what I was picturing.
Yeah. So, okay, and then we shared the pancakes, four pancakes, two each.
Regular buttermilk pancakes, chocolate chip pancakes, banana pancakes.
Buttermilk pancakes, okay. Just regular ones, all right? And then we share hash browns. And the place that we go to, they really crisp up the hash browns.
Ooh, yes.
They really crisp up the hash browns.
I am so hungry. That sushi was not enough, D. That sushi was not enough. We went to a Peruvian Japanese fusion sushi place, Danny.
Whoa, that sounds wild.
You would love it. It was really good.
Okay. So this, Jason, it's an A tier. It's just an A tier.
I love when we just super hype something. And we're like, it's all right though.
Well, because sometimes they're not. The problem with the hash browns, Jason, they cannot be. Sometimes they don't make it crispy in some other places.
The word, you know, we're on the same freaking page right now, because sometimes it's like, it's not soggy, but it's not. Well, I want to say soggy, but it's not completely.
But it's
soggy.
Cooked. I know what you mean.
But it's not crispy. It is just, it's like a wet potato almost, kind of like you. You know what I mean? And to be honest, you're the number one potato.
I don't approve of that, but okay. All
right, help me out here with this next hash brown, Danny. If I go off camera, it's because I'm looking inwards to the hash
brown. No, yeah, got you.
This next one looks like a potato, that's
tater tots. That's our tater tots, okay? And I get it, Jason.
Tater tots later on. We have tater tots coming up.
Let's just do tater tots right now. Where are the fucking tater tots? I don't see tater tots.
Yeah, they're the ones with the ketchup, the fifth one from here.
Oh, then I don't know what the fuck those are. Just discard those. Haven't tried.
We're going to discard those. I can't tell what it is.
Doesn't make any sense.
They look like home fries, but without the rest of like the peppers and onions.
Oh, okay. Those are the regular hash browns.
I want to say, Danny, those are just potato, diced potatoes.
Yeah.
That are cooked. And that's it.
Okay.
And maybe it's a European thing. I'm gonna say, that's like a C for me. You're not really doing much. I don't know if you've had those. I have had them. I just can't tell if that is what they are.
I don't think I have those. So you can put them in C.
I'm gonna leave it. I haven't tried. I can't tell exactly what it is.
Okay.
Let's move on here to the hash browns. These are the classic hash browns that you'll get at your fast food joint when you go to like Jack in the Box, and you get the I don't go to breakfast there very much.
McDonald's have those. They crispy them up.
We don't fuck with McDonald's. So Jack in the Box, and you get whatever you get for breakfast, and you get the hash browns, and you get that little oval hash brown. What do you think about those?
Okay, Jason, this is what we do. We go to Trader Joe's. We buy the hash brown pack from Trader Joe's. All right, we air fry those until they're really crispy.
Gotta get them crispy.
All right, and then when they're almost done, we sprinkle some cheese on there, some cheddar, and then we take them out, and then we put a poached egg on top of it, and then we can put some aguacate
slice of avocado.
Lost me.
And then you don't have to put the avocado.
Thank you.
You don't have to.
Thank you.
And from there, you just start, just put some hot sauce if you want, and just start munching out.
What kind of hot sauce do you like?
We like the, what do we have right now? We have the, I usually put the, what's the Vietnamese famous one? Wow. Any hot sauce, Jason. Oh my God. Any hot sauce? It's just, we have so many. We have Cholula. No, we don't have Cholula. We have this Mexican one, the Denise.
Tapatio.
No. It's a different one. It's a spicier one.
Pica más.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's whatever hot sauce we can find.
That's like a B for me. I never care for these when we were to get breakfast at those fast food places. It's like a B. What do you think?
If I were to tell me, okay, which ones would you prefer, potato wedges or a hash brown or the other hash brown, I would say the other two that we put on A. So this is a B. This is a B for me. I'm not fighting you on those. They're good. Don't get me wrong. We, like you said, we're good. But if we were to have the other ones, better.
You know which ones I prefer? I think it's, if I remember correctly, I think Burger King does these type of hash browns, but smaller. Like smaller circles.
The dimes. Yeah, the coins, whatever.
Yeah.
I prefer those. So if that was on there, maybe an A, but I'm still putting it at B because that's not what's represented. Here we have next up our home fries. This, the best memory I have, not the best, but my first thought of these home fries are from Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay.
These are those diced potatoes mixed with some peppers and onions.
And onions. They're good. That's good.
If you get them nice and crispy, Danny.
Oh, they're good.
Near S.
Yeah. They're good. No, I agree.
I'm okay with an A. If you say S, I'm not even going to fight you much.
No. This is an A.
Okay.
This is an A because some places they don't season it well or they don't have it really. But we like those a lot.
Okay.
Once again, Trader Joe's has a version of those in the bag. It already comes with a little bit of butter.
TJ's.
And then pretty much just air fry them, and they come out pretty good.
Next up, we got potato locky.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh, no. It is, I believe, a German dish. I believe it's a German dish. You can put some... Oh, what's up, Remake? Sorry, we've been out of the game. Potato lockies. Are these... Danny, sometimes you put sour cream on top. Sometimes you put applesauce.
Yeah. Like I do see the applesauce because it's a German dish. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, I haven't tried it like that, Jason. So I apologize. Maybe I have. I just don't remember.
You don't have to apologize. It's okay.
All right.
It's a B for me. I like them.
Hey, that's fine with me because like I said, I haven't tried it. So, you know.
We're about to come across, Danny. What, you're going for more?
Drinking a little bit. I'm not drinking that much.
This is going to be like two shots worth. Maybe a little bit more because you were sipping on it a little bit.
Yeah, just, you know. Like I said, I'm training.
Training for what?
To have the conversation we're going to have of our history.
We don't have to drink when we have our history podcast, but okay. You know what? Maybe we do one around... I just now blanked on the name. You know,
the Daiquiri?
No. You remember so next up we got tater tots. Now this is what got the ball rolling on this. No, I gotta fight you a little bit on this.
All right, tater tots are S tier right here.
When's the last time you had a good tater tot? When's the last time you had a good tater tot?
I always have a good tater tot.
Every tater tot you've had is a good tater tot?
No, Jason, let me tell you.
Tell me.
I love tater tots. I grew up eating tater tots, all right? I think that was my...
It's just good. You dip it in a little ranch. Oh.
What's your favorite condiment with these type of... Well, you know...
Lately is ranch and barbecue sauce. And sometimes when I feel a little wild, a little...
blue cheese.
Ugh.
Wait. You don't like blue cheese?
Danny, I, if this once I went, I got Wingstop, as one does. Uh-huh. They gave me blue cheese instead of ranch.
That's amazing. That's what I always get instead of ranch.
Nah.
What is that? What is that?
Blue cheese Jason, instead of ranch. I've tried blue cheese plenty of times. Fucking spoiled ass cheese.
It's so good. It tastes so good.
This is what it makes.
Especially when you put on the little bits of the blue cheese.
Oh god,
it's so good.
I'm so hungry right now.
Me too. I ate another loco. I ate some steak and broccoli.
The hell, but I only want fries. This potato thing was a mistake. Danny, I don't know.
How about this, Jason? How about this?
It's just, yeah.
We do what we always do. If it's mine is an S and yours is an A, we just go.
What do we do?
Rock, paper, scissors.
Do we usually do that? I feel like this is our first time doing it. Okay.
All right. Wait. What do you? Wait. You haven't said about tater tots. What do you think about tater tots?
Look, if it was my list, I'm okay with a B. Mm-hmm. I'm okay with a B.
Taco Time serves tater tots. Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
I don't know. I've never been to Taco Time.
Oh wait. I forgot that you. They do, okay. Mm-hmm. Usually they do, and they really make it really crispy. You eat some taquitos, and then they're not fries, they're tater tots.
How are you eating taquitos with tater tots? That sounds like what I used to eat in high school when I was home alone, exactly. And I had nothing to, like, it was just frozen.
Exactly.
Frozen dinners, Jason. Taquitos with tater tots, because that's all I had.
That's exactly what it is, Jason. See, Taco Time, Jason, is the perfect munchie meal. I didn't realize that.
What it's if one,
you get tater tots?
Yeah, I know, but Danny, I don't smoke, so I don't get the munchies like that.
Jason, you don't have to smoke.
Isn't that what the munchies are?
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you can be drinking like me, and you just get a little, you know.
You get drinking munchies.
I don't know if they call it munchies. You just get hungry. I think at the point it's just hungry.
I don't get hungry when I drink.
You don't? Wow.
I feel like I actually try to avoid food. What like, especially with beer, I cannot eat.
Oh, no. Beer is different. Yeah, it's beer is different.
It's so foreign to me when people are like, no. Let's go watch the game and eat some wings and drink beer. And
no.
Like, separately.
No,
right?
No. You get instantly full. You start, you know, so I don't know
bloated.
How they do it either.
So
you're
bloated.
So bloated. You know what I'd rather have, Jason?
What's that?
I would rather have a nice chicken with a little cream sauce and some asparagus and a little bit of mashed potato. No, you don't have to, but you can have a little bit of Toscana bread, all right? Or some sourdough.
Mm.
And have a nice cup of white wine to go with it.
Mm.
That, a lemon cream chicken.
It sounds good. I'm not gonna lie. I was just for the sake of the podcast, I was gonna be like, nah, what the fuck is this man talking about? He's gonna cook a whole meal while drunk. Hey, you know what?
I'm not drunk at all.
You are tipsy now. You are tipsy. You are definitely tipsy.
The difference is because I'm more awake right now. When we do Sunday morning tangents, I'm literally, you know this, I literally just get up from the bed, brush my teeth. You're already 3 hours in, awake, around 8 a.m. Oh, all right? You know it's true.
Maybe if we record at 9, I'm not up at 5. Come on. Maybe it's not the most efficient thing for us to record that early, huh?
Jason, this Sunday morning tangents, remember? This is it's already, we've been doing this since 2016, all right? Where we just wake up and just talk to each other.
I feel like that, we don't have to go down that rabbit hole. We're in the middle of something. That was a long tangent. When we have these, we should have shorter tangents. That was a long tangent. All right, rock, paper, scissors. Look, I'm not going to fight you too much. Usually I feel like you let me get my way on this. I'm not going to do that. If you win, it's S tier. If it was me, I would put it B. But for the sake of camaraderie.
Rock, paper, scissors?
If I win this rock, paper, scissors, I'll put it at an A.
Wait. How about this? Why don't we ask this chat real quick?
All right. We're going to skip along. We're going to go to potato chips. Chat, whoever's in there, it's your vote. Diana, I think, is going to say S tier.
I
don't want to speak. No. I'm not going to speak for I. That's what I think. She could put whatever she wants to put on there. If it's S, A, B, C. Or if you've never tried tater tots.
I don't know what Denise is at.
So if you would, whatever you guys decide.
She will put it on B. All right.
Don't speak for her. Well, next up are potato chips. This one.
B.
Okay, hold on. If this is like a regular ass Lay's potato chip, I'm with you. B. Maybe even the C.
But if that's what it looks like.
But what if we're talking about potato chips in general? Kettle cooked potato chips are.
They're good. Yeah, they're good. But these are the ones. This is the ones, Jason. This is the ones you eat when you're on the side. This is the meal. This is like the side meal, all right? And then sometimes when you go get a burger, they have, or a sandwich, especially a sandwich, they give you those potato chips that are just salted. And again, they're good, but Jason, they're not that good, man.
But what if you get that potato chip that is jalapeno kettle cooked potato chip?
Oh, those are fucking good. S-tier. Don't get me wrong. S. Those are, I agree. Those are S tier, but.
But this is
we not. Will have to say this is not, Jason. This is not. This is maybe a B or a. I will say an A. I'll be
wow,
fine with
an A. Diana says potato tots are a B for her now. She used to be all aboard the tater tot train. This is, and Adrian says B, A or B. The votes have it, Danny. Ooh. The votes have it. Tater tots are fucking B. B.
Oh my fucking A. Are you kidding me, people? Oh my god.
Tater tots suck. Unless they're from Monty's. Monty's tater tots are good. Those are good tater
okay,
tots.
Okay, no, you cannot have tater tots no more. You cannot have tater tots
I'm
no
okay
more.
With that, dude.
You can't have tater tots no more.
That's okay with me. Alright. Adrian says chips are A. If we're talking about your argument, Danny. If it's hard to find a good tater tot, Adrian says. And I agree. That is my point. It's more likely you find a bad tater tot than a good tater tot. Diana says she ate them too often at work. Remember?
Okay. Yeah.
You know what? She did eat a lot of tater tots. Got some ketchup with a little bit of tapatio, mix it up. That's what she would do.
Damn, I'm getting hungry, Jason. I ate not too long ago.
You say C, I say B. You know what? No, I'm with you. C. If we're using your argument, Lay's, look, I will eat Lay's regular potato chips, original, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I'm not going to really enjoy them as much as I would if they were jalapeno. Even if they were salt and vinegar. I'm not like a huge salt and vinegar guy, but it's better than original fucking potato chip.
I salivated right now when you said salt and vinegar for some fucking reason. My brain just literally came out with that. Oh, remember salt and vinegar, how it tastes?
Yeah. Adrian says, okay, no laser or C. Yeah, and this is Danny's argument that potato chips, based off of the picture, if they were kettle cooked, original Lay's kettle cooked, I would say B or A. Kettle cooked makes it a lot better, but I don't know if they're kettle cooking these. Next up, we got crinkle cut chips. See, this is what makes me think.
Never mind,
scratch that. These are B for me. Crinkle cut, like those ruffles.
No, don't worry. I get it. Yeah. They're B.
Those are
they're
better.
B.
Those are better than. Okay.
Yeah, they're B. And I'm fine with those.
All right, cool. Thank you. Love you.
Tornado potatoes. All right. Tornado potatoes. I had those a handful of times only. All right. They are pretty tasty, not gonna lie. They are pretty tasty. They put like some cheese seasoning sometimes.
Seasonings.
And it does taste pretty good because they're kind of like in between really crispy like a chip.
Yeah.
And it still has the mushiness of a potato.
Yes.
All right. So they're good. The only problem I have with this is just the way you eat it. That's the only problem I have with this is the way you eat it.
So far, Danny, we're getting each other, man.
Jason, you know. Because I don't like to gag.
Huh?
Because you have to go like...
Right.
I'm not a good gagger.
Right. Quick gag reflex.
So, these are almost AA, Jason. It depends on you. Because, like I said, they're pretty good. I'm not saying they're bad. They're pretty good without the stick. They're pretty good, but they can be between B. If it was a B, I'm fine with it.
You're so right about that stick getting in the way. And my problem isn't the gagging part. The problem for me is that the point that you're gagging on is the pointy part that you're poking yourself in the back of the
foot. Yes. Like, yes. Like, yes.
And it's, exactly. It's hurting. Mm-hmm. But I think it's an A for me, Danny. Like you're saying, they have... The way they fry them, it's got like a layer of almost like what is it? One more time, Jason? I don't think so. Thank you though. whatever they fry them in, it's a nice coat of crisp, and then the inside, like you said, is nice and soft.
Yeah.
But they also have a lot of flavors, spices. You get different spices that are either spicy or barbecue, cheesy, Parmesan. Yeah. For me, it's an A.
Hey, I'm fine with that. Like I said, they're pretty good. I'm not saying they're bad.
Sounds good with
me. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind having one of those right now.
Now, what do you think about raw dogging a potato?
Is it a raw potato?
It's a raw potato dog.
I'm not going to say I haven't tried it because I have tried it.
I've never tried. I mean, I guess if you consider attempting to cook a potato and then not
accidentally biting it. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. I've never accidentally bitten a raw potato. You have?
I think I have, yeah. There's a memory there that I have.
Okay. Why?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have eaten the eyeball of a cow raw when they killed the cow. So, yeah, I don't know what's in my mouth, to be honest.
So, I've never tried eating a raw potato like that.
So, just what I haven't tried.
You've tried it, so what do you think of it?
No, I don't like it.
So, see?
So, you can put it, I haven't tried, to be honest. Put it there.
Okay, put it there, pal. Next up, we've got mashed potatoes.
Jason, you already know where to put it, Jason.
Hold on. Mashed potatoes to me, Danny, are very similar to tater tots in the sense of
holy I get it that you're not gonna find the best one. You have to look for the best one, the one that's creamiest.
I've had so many times I've tried mashed potatoes that I'm just like, I don't get it. And so few times where I'm like, this is what mashed potatoes should taste like.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
I get it. Sometimes people use the mashed potato from the boxes. Why? You know? Why? Mashed potato is so easy to make.
Mash them, boil them, stick them in the stew.
It's an A.
I thought you were going to go S.
No, I thought you were going to go B.
I just wanted to fight with you. I'm cool with an A.
Yeah, it's an A.
Okay, for sure. I do like mashed potato. You know what? I don't really love gravy on mashed potatoes.
Damn, you and Denise.
I prefer... And if I do, I prefer a country gravy over a brown gravy.
I got you. I get you.
Yeah.
No sausage, right? Because you're... No sausage.
No sausage. No sausage. No, no.
Okay.
No sausage. But I do prefer...
But the sausage gives a little bit of a, you know... flavor.
But yeah, like getting, this might not be a good example of it, but mashed potatoes from KFC with some brown gravy, I don't really fuck with that. I don't. I'd rather just raw mashed potatoes.
So let's say this, Jason.
Yeah, I raw dog. Raw dog mashed potatoes, yeah. I'm raw dog and mashed potatoes.
Jason, it's just with gravy, it's so good. Especially with the good gravy. It's the essence of the chicken or the beef right there.
If I put gravy...
Plus the potato.
If I put gravy, it's going to be like a splash of it. Like, I want more potato than gravy. It's kind of like my salads. I don't put much dressing on my salads.
Oh, okay. I get you. On the salad dressing, yes. Yeah. Like too much is... It doesn't make any fucking sense. If you're getting trying to eat healthy, the fuck are you putting so much wrench?
Well, honestly, Danny, sometimes it's not even just to eat healthy. Sometimes it's just a good meal. On yeah.
Nice. It is a good meal, but también.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So this is an A for me. I get it. I get it, Jason.
You can do A. Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, we got scalloped potatoes.
That's a B for me.
I've had them a handful of times. Nothing crazy. I don't miss it. I'm cool with a B, Danny. I'm cool with a B.
They're still good. It's still, you know, side meal right there. They're still good.
We're here on something I've never tried before. Our Hasselback potato. Hasselback potatoes.
I have not had those, so I haven't tried those.
Let me tell you, they look delicious. They look delicious. I think we're going to have to put in the haven't tried, but they look good.
Yeah.
It looks like they just put potatoes, put some slices on top.
Butter.
With some butter, Danny. You put a little bit of cheese to go inside each crevice.
That's just a big potato right there.
I'm salivating a little bit.
Yeah, you fucking salivate right there, dude.
Next up, okay. Potato soup.
Oh, that's potato soup is good.
Potato soup is good.
It's good. Potato soup is good. Some sour cream, a little bit of cheese, and some scallions.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Some croutons, maybe?
Maybe, yes.
You know what I love, Danny? I love putting croutons on his soup, eating the nice crunchy bits, right? But then letting some of them sog up. It's kind of like with Oreos. You let your Oreos sit inside the milk for a little bit, right? Until it gets nice and soggy.
You bite that both.
And then you get the crunchy both. Bread. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's back when I was a sicko eating. Do you know how many calories are in a fucking Oreo?
No, how many?
It's like two Oreos is like 500 calories. Maybe it's like 400.
What the fudge?
Yeah, dude. And a lot of sugar. Oreos are terrible.
I've had Oreos for a while.
I used to eat like 10, 15 in one sitting.
Jason, you were the Oreo guy. I do remember.
I got Oreo
sauce. I do remember one time you were like, hey, I need to go to a store. I want to go get some Oreos.
I said that?
Yes, you said that.
When? Where?
If I'm lying, I'm trying not to.
You're right. I believe you. When was this?
Yeah. Oh, this is when I used to go when I was first times I went to go.
You got to go get Oreos. Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure, though. Hey, you ain't lying. You got to get Oreos.
Yeah.
I got it. Okay, I get it. potato soup. Hey. Almost an S tier, to be honest. Not going to lie to you. I have never had a bad potato soup. Not going to lie. I have never had a bad potato soup.
Some might say we should put it in S, but I'm cool with an A.
I think, Jason, what's an S tier? Are you telling me you would not have a potato soup?
If you put a potato soup in front of me right now, I'd eat it. Maybe even put a little bit of Cholula. I'm feeling a little spicy right now.
Ooh, yes.
I don't have croutons, but...
You can make your croutons. Shit. Just get some bread and just...
That's too much work. Yeah. Somebody's putting... If somebody does it for me, sure. But I'm feeling lazy right now. I don't want to do it.
Okay, let's give it an A. Because, you know, you're right. S tier is like king of the king. King we know what the king is coming.
Yes, we do. Ooh. Next up,
which Taro Tots is not there, but you know,
they don't have them in enough menus. Yeah, potato soup.
Yes, it's true. It's true.
I don't know if they. Danny, you remember Soup Plantation?
Yes, I do remember Soup Plantation.
There's a place not that close to our hood, but you know, somewhere out there where it's gonna be about 30-40 minute drive, called Soup and Fresh. It's basically Soup Plantation. I had never been to a Soup Plantation, so according to what everyone says, Soup and Fresh is the new Soup Plantation.
We used to have, what's it called, salad and soups. I think it's still Soup Plantation. It's just similar. It's just salads and soups, pretty much. And they used to always have, where I used to work, my first job, we always make potato soup, and I always had it when I could.
Nice.
So.
Next up.
So, yeah.
We got gnocchi. B.
It's a B.
You had a lot to think about.
I get that. It. With some sauce on it, it's pretty good. You know, some marinara sauce or some, you know. But, yeah, it's a B. I don't really have it enough. to be like, oh, damn, I cannot live without this.
Gnocchi is good, you know? But I don't think it's on that same level as these other A's that we have.
No, I think
B would be appropriate for gnocchi. Yeah. It is good. I like gnocchi, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Not much to say. Okay. Pierogies.
I don't think I ever had this. If I did, I don't remember.
I honestly can't even tell how they're prepared.
So I put it on. I haven't tried.
I've heard of them. I know the name. But maybe these are like East Coast things.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Pierogi.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that is.
Me neither. Next up here, we have potato mochi.
Jason, I have never tried that. And potato with seaweed? Ew.
Well, I mean, don't knock it until you try it. Dana, can you jog my memory here? Have I tried potato mochi? Have I tried this? I don't remember if I tried this. I can't tell if I tried this. I don't remember.
I think you will know. If it was that good, you will remember. It
looks like something I would have tried eventually.
But maybe.
I'm going to say haven't tried for now. I can't tell.
Okay.
All right. Moving over here to smash potatoes. Yeah.
I put it in the same position as the gnocchi next to it. But then again... They're pretty good when they're really crispy. I had done those before. It's just like a roasted potato, but just smashed. So they get really crispy.
Smashed potatoes, very good. I like smashed potatoes. Yeah. I don't think I've had enough smashed potatoes in my life.
You know what, Jason? You're right.
And every time I eat smashed potatoes, though, it's almost like a hash brown for dinner. You know what I mean?
Oh, you know what? Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That
sounds pretty good, not gonna lie. I've seen a lot of recipes where they just it comes out really crispy. How to make it really crispy.
Smashed potatoes are near A for me.
I think I'm fine with an A because we already put the home fries. It's just that, but just mash and they're crispy already.
They sound so good right now, dude.
That sounds really good.
It's fucking A. These lists are tough to do when we're hungry because everything's going to sound good.
Everything sounds good right now. I don't know about the raw potato, but okay.
This might be the most unbalanced. Like, even if there was a D or F in this, it would be like nothing there. Anyways. Now we got croquettes.
Croquettes. I haven't had enough of them. To be like, oh, they're fucking good. They're good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's a B for me.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. Croquettes very popular in Cuba, right? Or are those different type of croquetas?
Maybe. I think, but these are French. So maybe, yeah. I don't know if the French colonized Cuba.
Yeah, I think they did.
So, yeah.
I'm okay with the B. I'm okay with the B, Danny. I like croquettes. It's not something that I would... If somebody orders some croquettes for the table, I'll have one.
Yeah.
I wouldn't order an appetizer croquettes very often. Like,
okay.
I gotta be in the mood. But I do like that breading around those. That's some good breading right there.
That's good breading. I got you. But still, you know.
Next up, we got potato salad.
It's a good potato salad. I used to have it with the. We used to go to Winko and pick up some chicken.
Yeah.
Potato salad.
Yeah.
And that's what it was like. My side meal that we eat. So it was good for us. But I would say it was like amazing. So for me, it was a B.
Good potato salad B. Bad potato salad C.
Oh, C. Yeah.
But if we're talking about good potato salad, let's talk about the good, Dan. Let's be positive. Let's be.
A B for sure.
Let's give it the B. Let's give it the B it deserves. Next up, we got a baked potato.
See. Jason, look at what's next. This is just a regular baked potato.
But still. This is confusing because a baked potato, you can still put that sour cream, the chives.
If it's that, sure. Yeah.
I'm going to say, A right say there. Yeah. I'm going to say that's what it is.
Okay. Then that's an A for sure.
Let me tell you what I think Twice baked potatoes are. I could be wrong. All right.
Oh, correct me if I'm wrong. I used to make those.
I think Twice baked potatoes is you bake them, right? And then you take out the potato, you mix everything up, and then you put it back into the potato shell. The potato. And then you can eat it like that. That's what I think that is.
If we're doing it with that concept, Jason, baked potatoes are fucking good. Have you seen the carne asada or the pollo asada baked potatoes that they do over there in LA?
Not at all.
Dude, there's a spot close to you guys
where
they literally they have a big ass potato. Look it up. They have a big ass potato and then they smash it really fast.
Mm.
And then they add, like, if you want some tacos de pastor meat, or if you want meat.
Please, Danny, Jason, say it properly. You said chicken. Pastor.
Pastor.
Thank you.
Okay, it was some pollo asado on it, and then they put cilantro, onions, and sour cream, and cheese. Dude, that looked freaking good. I don't know why you guys haven't seen that.
Okay.
I don't
know why you're getting me in
trouble. So that's an A right there. If it's like that, that's an A. The sister baked potato, she likes to get do the Hawaiian version of it.
What's the Hawaiian version?
So it's ham, and then pineapple slices, cheese, and sour cream.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
I'll try that with ham, but
it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
What is the you said slices of pineapple?
Just the ones that you get in the can. She puts that one.
Okay. Where does she put it? On top of the
You can smash it a little bit. It doesn't have to be like really like big pieces.
Okay.
Yeah.
Next up we got warm potato salad.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Sounds like some.
A C right there. That's a damn C right there.
I think I've tried it. I have definitely tried it. Don't care for it. I'd rather eat regular potato salad. I'm okay with the C.
Okay.
Now we got those Twice baked potatoes. These, Danny, I think are better than regular baked potatoes, if I'm being honest. Or the same
tier. Jason, I'm fine with an A.
These are good. I like it. I like when they do that.
Because
then, all right, I'm going to be honest here, Danny. I actually think baked potatoes are overrated.
Is it? But we talked about this already.
I know. I don't know why I brought it up now.
So what? You want to put baked potatoes B? I said B. But you're like, no. What if it's prepared? Okay. I'm like, okay, if it's prepared, then yeah, they're fucking awesome.
I'm talking about even if it's prepared, I think baked potatoes are like a B.
Jason, you have to try. I'm telling you, you have to go try those baked potatoes that they do. Look it up.
My biggest.
Tell Diana to look it up.
I could look it up myself. You don't have to tell her. What do you think she is? Just somebody there to look things up? Come on, Danny.
Because you always forget, Jason. You forget about everything. You literally forget about everything. You know, you think Diana doesn't come up with, like, Jason, you said this last time. How come you're not remembering this?
Okay.
And you guys get into arguments.
We actually don't.
Because you don't remember things.
And the other time we broke up because of it. You're so right.
Yeah.
You're so right.
So, okay.
Anyways, my big issue with baked potatoes is...
She said, I've never seen that anywhere.
It's true. He's so forgetful. Okay, hold on. That's not true. I got a memory like a man.
Like Dory from
No way, Jose.
Nemo?
Go ahead, quiz me. What do you think I would have forgotten? What do you think I would have forgotten? Let's see.
You were forgotten the night that you accused me that I lie about the Domino's pizza.
I remember that night so vividly.
Yeah, but you don't, Jason. I really remember
that night so vividly. We were playing so much fun playing Lucio Ball. We were having a great night. It was late at night. It was like 10 p.m.
I ordered Domino's with some wings. You think it was so fucking awesome night? I was like ordering Domino's and wings. Jason, let's not go into this because I don't want to get riled up. All right.
You forgot how many years we've been. When the waiter, No, that's so untrue. If anything, I would be the one to remember and Diana would be the one to forget. You know it. Don't know. Make it turn me into Palpatine. No way, Jose. I don't forget that sort of thing. I don't forget that sort of thing, Danny. You could quiz me. Come on, come on.
Jason, let's just go to the next potato, all right? Let's just go to the next potato.
Okay. Moving
Remember
on here.
Quiznos? Okay, let's not go there.
Quiznos.
The sub.
Yeah, I remember Quiznos. Okay. You know, I don't think I've ever ate at Quiznos. I don't think I've ever ate at Jimmy John's.
Whoa, Subway, try Jimmy John's.
Subway might be the only one I've been to, and I don't care for it. I could make myself a fucking sandwich if I want to make myself a fucking sandwich.
I get it, Jason. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But when you're in the rush or you're something, if you want something else besides a fucking burger, it's not bad.
When I want
Jersey's Mike is my favorite. I have Jersey's Mike like 4 times maybe. I'd rather have that than Subway. The problem though, Subway is cheaper.
Yeah, you know why it's cheaper? Because when they make tuna, it's not actual tuna.
No, you know they put coloring on the tuna because the tuna lately has been sick in the ocean, so it's been you see, look how really some tuna look like. Not all tunas. It's because of the, you know.
You know, tunas. Big fish. Big fish.
They're huge fish. They're huge.
Yeah. We got roasted potatoes. And Danny, hold on. Before you talk about roasted potatoes, I've had so many iterations of roasted potatoes. I've had some at work where they do them in quarters, right? Or maybe even whatever. Mm-hmm. They wedge them almost and they roast them with some rosemary.
It's like rosemary is always good on food. I don't know why.
And I've had one of the favorite roasted potatoes. And dare I say, it would be on my S tier. Again, not again because this is my first time saying it. Because there's a place in my heart for it. My mom makes some roasted potatoes. She uses like the small ones. She uses like the small
the
ones.
Red ones?
They're not always the white ones. They're white ones. Okay. But she'll like, I don't know what she does. She does something where she roasts them, but they're also a little pan fried. So the edges on both sides have a nice crisp, and the
those
inside.
Those are Guatemalan style.
Yes.
Those are Guatemalan
style. When
she
makes desayuno típico.
Yeah.
With
some
plátano and some frijoles negros.
Yes.
And with those papas. S fucking tier for me, Danny. S tier for me.
Those are pretty good. Those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Roasted potato like that, they're fucking good. Not gonna lie.
So good.
It's okay. We can say about the home fries potatoes because they're also, but roasted potatoes, you're right. They're the ones with the rosemary. They're the ones with a little bit of set up other seasoning.
Yeah, whatever it is.
I dare say that I agree with you with the S tier.
You dare say it?
I dare say it.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought I was gonna sit there by myself. I'm not gonna lie.
No.
I have tried.
I grew up eating potatoes like that.
Full transparency. I've had really bad roasted potatoes that are too dry, that are just not good. They're not seasoned properly, and it's like I don't want these. But again, this is a place of bias, it's completely.
Jason, let me tell you this meal. Let me tell about this meal. We went to Antigua last year with my sister and my dad. We were in Antigua last year, okay? All right, we were looking for a place to eat. All right, my sister's a little picky, all right? So we went to this place because I saw this lady making tortillas outside.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, this place.
You got
it. And it was pretty packed. Yeah. And there was a lot of white people too there, okay? Now, it was roasted chicken, okay? Mm. So they had the chicken on this wall, and they had it like on rollers, and they had the fire hitting that.
Right.
And it was like a lot of chickens at once. And on the bottom, Jason, on the bottom, they had potatoes. They had cut potatoes. So they were letting the juice of the chicken drip down. And it cooks the potatoes.
Interesting.
Oh, Jason. We ate so fucking, and they gave us like a little salad, like a lettuce with some dressing, and with tortillas and some salt and salsa, some chirmol. One of the best meals I ever had in my life.
Roasted potatoes, S tier.
Yeah.
We're following this up, Danny. Back to fucking back. French fries.
S-tier. Let's not even fight about this.
Say more? And Danny, goddammit, back-to-back-to-back curly fries, S-tier.
Oh, Jason, let me tell you this.
Tell me.
When you order some French fries, you don't realize there was curly fries in the menu, and then you find some curly fries in the fucking French fries.
Always at Jack in the Box. Always.
Right?
They do it on purpose, I think. I think they do it on purpose because it's just so exciting, and it happens every time.
Oh, that sounds so good right there. That sounds so good. Some Jack. Let's go to Jack.
It's about to be 11 p.m. I got to be up at around 5:30 or 6 a.m.
Oh, shit.
I might go get some Jack in the Box. I'm not. I already brushed my teeth.
All right.
Gosh, French fries. You can have bad fries, and it's still okay. Cold French fries, I'll still eat a couple. I might not even like it because it's stale and it's not good anymore. I'm still going to eat a couple. I'm not going to lie to you, Danny. French fries are... There's always room for French fries.
For French fries, yeah.
It's my weakness. It is my kryptonite. I want to stop eating French fries because it's just so much fried food that
you can't.
Even if it's just a couple, I'm putting a couple of those suckers in my mouth and chewing them and enjoying the shit out of them.
Sauce or no sauce?
Well,
it depends.
No, you know what? I'm with you. I think most of the time French fries don't need sauce. They're okay.
No, sometimes you...
They should be okay without sauce.
Exactly. You don't need to dip it every single time you get fries. You can. You don't have to, though.
Barbecue. Best condiment. Moving on here to waffle fries. Yeah,
oh, waffle fries.
Waffle fries, Danny.
Lately, we have Chick-fil-A. You know, the waffle fries. You know, they have the waffle fries. So sometimes they can be good. Sometimes they can be... I don't think they're S tiers, in my humble opinion. They're A tier though.
I'm with you, A tier.
So yeah,
waffle fries. A-tier.
Yeah,
I find them delicious. I do.
No, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won't get you wrong. I'll get you right.
But. We have roasted potatoes. I tell you, one of the best meals I ever had in my life, roasted potatoes and chicken. Okay?
When's the last time you said one of my best meals have been with waffle fries?
No.
Never.
You know what, Jason? And tater tots. Look, tater tots is just, you know, it's just...
Why are you talking about tater tots again? Let that die. Let it die.
Steak fries. And
be where it belongs. Steak fries.
I still remember we went to Red Robin the news last weekend. I still remember. I was telling her this. I still remember when Walter said, "I eat the broccoli." And Denise and I were like, "You know what? Broccoli sounds freaking good. Not gonna lie, it's not bad. We eat broccoli. I eat broccoli. Or like for my side meals, it's literally broccoli. I have to buy bags of broccoli. Don't get me wrong.
Green.
Yeah, it is. It almost S tier, Jason. Not gonna lie to you. I really eat a lot of broccoli because it's like easy for me.
No, wait. A tier. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts, S tier.
We'll talk about this.
We gotta get there.
Yeah.
Eventually in the future.
But anyways, I still remember that. So we recently have steak fries, you know, from Robin, right?
Classic.
I enjoyed it a lot, Jason. I enjoy steak fries a lot. I'm not gonna lie to you, Jason.
Don't do it.
I'm not lying to you.
I don't do it.
I really did enjoy the steak fries a lot, and I've been enjoying it every time I have it. So it's almost an S tier for me.
Danny, let me tell you something. Let me tell you a little bit of backstory about this.
Okay.
I used to not like steak fries, and that's the end of the backstory. Now, I like them a lot more than I used to. And one of the big reasons, Danny, I hope you like that backstory.
Yeah, I like that.
One of the big reasons is you go to Red Robin, because steak fries popularized by Red Robin. So we got to, you know, they're synonymous with each other.
Yeah.
And you ask for a little bit of campfire sauce. Then you ask for a little bit of the barbecue. Then you ask for whatever other fucking sauce that you want. And you one fry goes in that sauce. One fry goes in that sauce. One fry goes in that sauce. Oh, no, I'm out of fries. No, you're not. Bottomless. No, you're not, bro. Bottomless. And they used to put them in the cup. Remember they used to put them in the cup that didn't have a bottom? Because they were bottomless. They don't do that anymore. Which...
Sad, but they put it in a basket.
Figure it out. They also give you bottomless lemonade, freckled lemonade. That has a bottom. So make a lemonade that doesn't have a bottom. Figure it out, Red Robin. Figure it out. That's not up for me. I'm not an engineer. I just have the ideas for you, okay?
Safe Fry is the franchise for adults.
Let's... Well, that also... That gives the idea that French fries aren't for adults, and I'll fight you.
No. But you don't realize how good they are until you're older. When you're a kid, what's your favorite food? Pizza. What's your favorite food? Cheese. What's your favorite fries? I like the smiley ones.
So loud. We're going to have to put a noise warning there. A sound warning, whatever it is.
This is how they sound.
Steak of fries. S tier. Let's do it, baby.
S tier. Yeah, it's just S tier.
Let's do it. I'm so down. I could go for some Red Robin.
Jason.
Accurate kid voice 100. Yeah, no, you're not wrong, which is why it's annoying. Danny, these smiley fries, trash. See,
Jason, we had those. Okay, there's only one spot that I know of that we have those here. Mm-hmm. Okay, it used to be the oh god, I forgot the name of that restaurant. They closed down, but they changed it to something else. And let me tell you, we had those a couple of times. Why? What's the point?
I think it's to get kids excited. I don't know.
All it is fried mashed potato.
But worse,
yes, because they're frozen.
You know what it kind of reminds me of, Danny? All right. This one, I don't think people are going to agree with me. I don't think so. I could be wrong.
Oh, shit.
Dino nuggets, trash.
When you're a kid, no, they're not trash. When you're adult, they're not that trash.
Dino nuggets, trash. Soggy. Zero crunch to them. I need some crunch to my chicken nuggets. All right? Dino nuggets, soggy. I don't care how long I cook them for. They're just soggy.
They're soggy.
Overcook them to try to get them crisp, the inside's just going to be dried out.
Yeah.
These smiley fries, same sort of ordeal we got going on here. Trash, C. Don't give me that smiley face. Don't look at me like that. Don't.
It's just whoever created them is for kids, you know.
Kids, Jason, if I had
the money in the world, Jason, I will create a restaurant that is based on kids' menu but for adults. Imagine a pouch of Capri Sun but a cocktail in it.
Okay.
Imagine chicken nuggets, but the dino nuggets, but the big pieces and a really good chicken. All right,
Yeah, man, it sounds like a great idea.
It's gonna be cool. Yeah,
Denise says they have that. Oh, I think she might be talking about the Capri Sun with the alcohol. Because I was gonna say that.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, Danny. I got your back. I support you. That's it. Now imagine that they also have. I'm trying to keep up with you. I was going to say PB&J, something with PB&J. Kids love PB&J.
Oh, definitely.
You want to know something that I used to do when I was younger with my PB&Js? And I told Diana to try this. She never wants to, and she actually thinks I'm disgusting for it, I think. I used to put whipped cream. Okay, this is what I would do.
How is that disgusting?
This is what I would do. Bread. Peanut butter on both. I know this isn't innovating. That like everyone does it. I get it. Yeah. But then jelly. I used to go jelly, peanut butter. It's hard to spread peanut butter when there's already jelly. So
Yeah, duh.
This is what you do. Peanut butter, jelly, jelly. Smash them to make sure that the jelly gets spread around. Open it back up. Get some whipped cream. Shake that sucker up. Put some all over there. Not a whole lot. You don't have to overdo it. I'm not asking you to overdo it. But then you put it back together. You get yourself some leche if you want. I don't care what you drink with it. Get some coffee if you want. Enjoy.
Jason, that sounds delicious. How's that sounds disgusting?
I think she thinks it's too much sugar.
You know what you should do?
Yeah,
you should do it up. You should get really high quality stuff, and you should make it. Make yourself some whipped cream. It's easy to make. Get some high quality Japanese bread. You know the white Japanese bread?
Yes. You know? Just had some.
And get some good peanut butter. You will have to soften up the good peanut butter. Sometimes it can be a little too rough. And some good jam.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure she'll be like, oh my God, this is fucking amazing.
Well, she says she doesn't like whipped cream. She says it's because I don't like whipped cream. I forgot about that. That's true. Shit, I am forgetful. Okay. Fuck.
This is why you get into fights with Diana.
Dude.
It's not her.
It's so much, man. And honestly, I think it's getting to a point where it might not make it. I don't want to like say too much on here, you know, because we're publishing this out there for everybody to listen to and watch. Tens of viewers.
Nobody's here, Jason. Let's be honest. Nobody's here.
It's just, I don't know. I just don't want to talk about it, actually. Sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll talk about it later. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
People like, man, these turned to a fucking... Sarcasm, people. Sarcasm.
Maybe we should do these almost on nights more often. It's a little more unhinged. That concludes our potato tears. Danny, I think this might be the most unproblematic tier that we've done.
Rank?
We've agreed with so many of these. There's so many different types of potatoes. Potato, so good. I saw a post somewhere saying... We're breaking up on the 100th episode. You heard it here first. We got about 3 episodes left. We're going to do it live. Watch me cry in person. Well, not in person. Live. Watch me. Just tears flowing. 100th episode. It's going to be nuts. Oh, shit. It's the 100th episode. We got to plan something and pretend like we've been.
Oh, JJ. Today. Yeah, we're going to have to do that.
Oh, that's right. We had those big plans.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for joining. Sorry, adjusting myself. Oh, man, I'm going to regret this in the morning.
I have a joke before. I haven't said that many jokes, Jason. And before you send us off, I want to say a little thank you to everybody for listening.
All right, you can finish.
Wait, what was the joke?
I had a joke, but I was not going to say it. I just say I had one.
Do you want me to
read it? I never said I was going to say it.
Do you want me to lead you into it?
No, it's fine. You can just finish the show.
You know what I was thinking, Danny? We were spilling some truths, right? What say you? We go a little longer. We play truth or dare.
Okay. Okay. But a dare? I'm not there to kiss you, though.
Well, we're not even together, so we don't even worry about that. All right. I'm here on Truth or Dare. Parade.com.
Okay.
I went to the spicy truth or dare. Be honest. Do you have a favorite child?
Favorite child?
Yeah.
This sounds wrong, Jason. I'm not going to lie to you.
Why? Okay.
I don't have a favorite child. No, I don't.
Which of your family member annoys you the most and why?
Oh!
Well?
You got red. I'm just laughing. Kip, I plead the fifth.
Come on. What is...
I was gonna say Christian, but nah.
What's your biggest pet peeve about the person to your left? That's your right.
Oh, shit. VIP?
Oh, okay. How do you forget things so quickly?
Who would you hate to see naked?
Oof.
Never mind. I'm not gonna ask that.
Myself.
That's really sad, Danny. I would like to see you naked if it makes you feel any better.
No, I don't hate myself. Hell no.
Have you ever had a crush on a coworker?
If I ever had a crush on a coworker?
Yeah.
I'm not gonna tell you.
What's the most scandalous photo you've ever taken? Answer that one. How about that?
You know what? I'm thinking of one. Not a photo, but my video. That's on YouTube.
Oh, no. That doesn't count. He says I was your coworker.
She was my coworker.
And you didn't have a crush.
But I thought you meant like now.
You dropped the ball, Danny.
I have a hot coworker right now. Danny's brother.
Would you date someone taller than you?
Taller than me? Yeah. I'm with Denise. She's short.
Yeah, but would you date someone taller than you?
Mm.
Oh shit! You're already here first. Danny and Denise are also breaking up on the 100th episode. This is
crazy. Yeah, I never care about size or anything. Do you?
I don't. I would date someone taller than me.
Yeah, I would. I never been a shallow person.
I think when I was younger, I would have said no. I would have been insecure about it.
Jason, that'll be funny too. It's like
funny. What's so funny about your partner being taller?
No, it'd be funny to look up all the time and just like, wow, it would look funny.
Truth there. What's your phone number?
What the?
Thank you, everybody.
Another one.
I close it. You weren't answering any of them.
Jason, you were telling me who do you hate in your family?
Thank you, everybody.
See, now, look what Denise is saying now. So you guys will date someone after us?
See?
I say I'm dating you.
Jason didn't say nothing else.
No, I didn't say that. I don't agree. I said I'm dating someone taller.
I don't know, Jason. I think they're going to break up with us on 100 episodes. And then the 101 episode is how to deal with breakup.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. If you're here live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, thank you for joining us. This has been a fun one. If you were not here live, you missed out. Well, Jason, we could have tuned in if you would have told us if we were well prepared about this. I thought you guys recorded something. Hit that bell so you could get notifications every time we go live. How about that? How about you comment and share and talk to us? Algorithms and stuff like that.
Yeah, what if let's say Drake went on a random live or Selena Gomez went on a random live? What you're saying. Oh, right away.
Boom. Oh. But Danny and Jason go live and it's like,
oh, wow. Wow, guys.
I didn't even know you guys were on. I didn't even know. Hit the bell. Find out when we go live by hitting the bell so you get notifications when we go live.
And we notice who hit the bell, who gets it.
We can check. Shout out to Christian. He's got the
Christian
bell
is on. Christian is a G.
Christian shout is a out G. to Diana. She's got the bell on.
And Denise too.
If you were not here live, you were listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Thank you for listening and tuning in. We appreciate you, and we appreciate you listening. If you have any fun ideas for us to do here live on youtube.com/@SundayMorningTangents, let us know. For now.
Yeah.
That's been Danny. I've been Jason. This has been Sunday Morning Tangents with a couple of Jans.